You know what I hate? Boxes. That's something I have run from my entire life, because y'all, none of us are meant to live within a box. I am a woman of many facets, loving things from business to relationships to health and wholeness and faith, and that's what you're going to get here. I'd like to thank you for joining me on the Rebecca Danny Show. I like to say I am a Black and Bougie believer, giving you some real honest talk on life. Y'all, we are back. What is up? Okay, so welcome back. The last time you guys had a fresh episode was back in August on our 2-year anniversary. And yes, it has been a sec, but we're coming back strong. That's what matters. So there is a slight shift. Basically, the episodes that I'll be doing by myself are going to be a little bit shorter, a little bit more jam-packed. Not only does this work amazing for me, but also it just sometimes people don't want to listen to an hour and a half episode. And I'm not going to lie, when I have guests on here, some of those episodes are a little bit longer. But the ones that I do by myself, I'm going to keep them at, you know, between that 15 and 30 minute mark. So you get that quick little, you know, jam-packed episode. And then you get to move on about the rest of your day. I said this last time and I will say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you guys, with your support and your love and your reviews. Even without fresh episodes coming out every week or every other week in 2022, I have still seen downloads happening every single week. So you guys are still tuning in and I'm so appreciative and thankful of that. So one fun announcement that I would love to bring you guys in on is the fact that starting this year, I am officially moving into full-time coaching, speaking, and writing, which has been a long time coming and a lot of preparation for this new change and this new shift. But I could not be more excited. I am so ready to do this full-time with my full focus, and it's going to be so good. I'm so excited for this year. So you guys are listening to the first episode of 2023. In this episode, I am going to address one thing that, you know, you really see at the beginning of the year, which is that new year, new me, New Year's Eve resolutions, all that kinds of stuff, and really help you kind of narrow down to the focus of if you really can focus and shift this one thing, then you can really change your entire life. So if this episode impacts you, like it and share it with someone else that it may impact. So enjoy this episode and I will catch you guys soon. Hello, you guys, and happy new year. When you guys are listening to this, we would have already passed the threshold of 2023. And yes, it is officially 6:01 a.m. That is the time that I record because most people are not up, so the noise is minimal. So I'm here with my heated blanket and my coffee in hand and about to teach you guys a little bit on a subject that I love to talk about. So today's episode is called Change This and You Will Change Your Entire Life. So around the new year, it's common for people to begin looking at different areas of their life that they would like to change. It's, you know, changes in the air, new beginnings, you know, all that kinds of stuff. People are like, yeah, I'm about to manifest this up level. New year, new me. And you know, I love it. I love the transition from one year to the next. I've talked about this in a previous episode, and usually towards the end of a year, I will intentionally kind of recap, look at the year, look at areas where maybe things didn't go as I wanted them to go, and then areas where I'm like, what do I really see over the next 12 months? And so I kind of do that reflection and that new vision casting for the upcoming year. So I get it. It very much feels, you can feel the sense of excitement and hope and all of that kinds of stuff. But the truth is that same excitement and hope for a new beginning, for a fresh start, actually happens every single day at every single minute. Literally, you can have a new beginning right now at 6:05 a.m. You can step into something new. You can step into a new hope, a new identity, whatever it is. And so I want to talk to you guys about something that if you really change and focus on this, your entire life will change. So the reason New Year's resolutions don't really work is because they focus only on external changes. Like, for example, okay, I'm going to start going to the gym 5 days a week. I'm going to wake up earlier. I'm going to only watch TV maybe two nights a week. I'm going to stop eating carbs, you know, whatever the resolution is or the goal is. The issue with this is that these behaviors are all symptoms of something. They are the fruit of something deeper, something that started way before the manifestation into the physical plane actually happened. The outcomes and reality you are currently experiencing on the physical plane, which is what we see, went through three other planes prior to their physical manifestation. So everything is first created on the spiritual level. It then moves through the emotional level, the mental level, and then finally to the physical level. Your beliefs, which take place on the spiritual and subconscious level, affect your thoughts. Your thoughts affect your emotions affect your behaviors, and your behaviors affect your outcomes. So this is the flow of how things are created and manifested onto the physical realm. It really is all connected. And if you want to experience healing or a shift in the outcomes that you're experiencing and the reality that you're living, it actually, the changes must happen at every level in order to adjust and upgrade the quality of life that you experience here on this earth. So in order to change any area of your life, you must first change at the spiritual level. You must shift your beliefs within your subconscious mind. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the IRS. And no, I don't mean the people who take your taxes. When I say IRS, I am actually talking about this thing called your internal representational system. So I'm actually on the final stretch of finishing my Yes Apply coaching certification. Whoop, whoop. I will be done in the next 30 days, which I am so thankful. Y'all, over the last year, it has taken me so long to finish this thing. And I'm like, if I don't finish this, I just got to be done. And I love this certification because it really dives deep into the psychological understandings of the mind and how to really be able to help people create the change that they want to see within their life. And I love it. I study different tools like NLP, EFT, hypnotherapy, and I will be a certified life and success coach. So I'm really excited to just kind of have that background, even though I've been coaching and doing this kind of work for many, many years. I really wanted to gain a deeper understanding of the concepts that I was teaching and how I help people in creating the change that they really want to see. So I want to talk to you a little bit about NLP, which is one of the main tools that I've learned through this program. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistics Programming, which is how we use the basic language of our mind to consistently achieve the results that we want in life. So a few things that you can know or understand about your internal representational system is pretty much at any given time, there's over 2 million bits of information happening around us. based upon our internal filters within our subconscious, we really only process or take in about 226 bits at a time. So within the 2 million bits of information that's happening around us, we only take in 226 bits. Just think about that for a second. It's a very small amount of information that we're taking in. So the way that our subconscious actually determines which 226 bits to take in is based upon the filters in our mind. The subconscious will either delete, distort, or generalize information in order to not process all of it. So when I actually talk about delete, what that really means is any kind of information that's not really necessary for the moment. So let's just say, you know, you're sitting in your living room, you're listening to this podcast, you're more consciously focused on my voice, what I'm saying, maybe you're writing things down or whatever. You're not really as focused on, maybe you have the air on in the background, maybe you, maybe there's a sound that your refrigerator makes that, you know, comes on every 30 minutes. You're not really focused on those things. So your subconscious will actually delete that information. So you're not really having to process it. And you can actually focus on the 226 bits that's actually necessary for that moment. Again, the next one, what I said is distort. So what I mean by distort is anything that does not match our own expectations of reality. So this one is really, really important. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. And then the last one is generalize. So basically this is things like it will group together things that are alike. So you do not need to process every individual item. For example, when you are walking down the street and maybe you see a whole bunch of trees, you're processing them as a whole row of trees. You're not looking and being like, oh my God, look at this specific tree. Unless that is what you are generally wanting to do in that moment, is focus on the trees. As you're walking down the street and you just see a row of trees, you're just like, there's trees. You're not looking at, there's just tree number one, and tree number one has bark that is shaped in this kind of, you get what I mean. So delete, distort, or generalize information so that you don't have to process all of it. So our filters are things like time and location, mood, language, metaprograms, memories, decisions, beliefs, values, and identity. The main filter I want to focus on during this episode is your beliefs. The reason why the beliefs is so important is because it influences everything. And the reason that I am not focusing on the identity filter right now is because most of you that are listening to this podcast either believe in Jesus or understand and have a reverence for the fact that there is something that is bigger than you that is at play in this world. The truth is, no matter what you choose to believe about God, it doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change his nature. So I'm not talking about the identity level, because I believe that as followers of Jesus, our identity is set. We are a child of God. There are certain things that that means about us, that certain things that are available to us because of those things. And so that's set. Whether you believe it fully or not, it does not change that that is true. So the reason why I focus on beliefs is because as you shift your belief, you start to align with the truth of not only who God is, but who you are, and then how you get to operate within this world and what's available to you. So your beliefs really do affect all of the other filters, you know, your mood, your decisions, your memories, values, things like that. So let's just say that you believe there's not enough money in this world. And you think that no matter what you do, no matter what kind of promotions you get or new clients or whatever, that there will never be enough, then when you look out into the world, your subconscious mind will filter in only things that confirm this belief to be true. That is because your subconscious will never make you a liar. It will not bring in things that are different or contrary to your core beliefs. So if you believe you are unattractive and awkward, again, as you move throughout the world, your subconscious mind will make sure what it filters in only confirms those core beliefs. This is why shifting our beliefs at the core is so important. So let's say you do really want to make a lot of money. I'm using money, for example, because I feel like every single person can relate to that. We all need money to function in this world. So let's say you do want to make a lot of money one day, but you struggle to believe that you're really worthy of it. And so let's say you receive an unexpected check for $25,000. Maybe the job you're working at, they're like, hey, you know, we had, you know, bonuses that we wanted to give out, and this is something that, you know, Merry Christmas. And you find some way to get rid of that money as quickly as possible. Why? Because your internal representation system has not shifted to support that experience. In that experience, we will find ourselves needing to self-sabotage in order to bring balance back to the internal and external realities, y'all. So for the moment that I started to realize this was when I started to see where I was doing this in my own areas of my life. And there's still moments. I mean, we are always growing. We are always learning new mindsets, understanding where our limiting beliefs are, you know, all that kinds of stuff. But when I saw this in my own life and was like, oh, wow, yeah, the reason why this experience to me is so uncomfortable and I almost feel this desire to run away from it is because there is a core belief that is contrary to what I'm experiencing and I'm trying to bring things back into balance. So if you don't align your internal representational system with the outcomes that you actually want, you will find yourself living in conflict and something has to give. Either the internal reality shifts or the external reality shifts in order to bring things back into order. Your reality right now is an exact mirror of your internal world. The amazing thing about this is that it is extremely empowering. You actually get to take 100% ownership for the things that are happening in your life. And when you can honestly look at how am I potentially at cause for what I am currently experiencing in my life, and you're willing to look at the belief systems that are guiding you, then you can really change your life. You will step into not living in disempowered state, but back into an empowered state where you realize you can actually change what you're seeing happen in your day-to-day life. So when you learn how to shift your internal beliefs and your state, you will stop behaving in ways that are contrary to your internal representational system. So tying this all together, as I talked about in the beginning, having those New Year's resolutions, you know, New Year, new me, all of that kinds of stuff. If you really want to change the results and the outcomes of your life, if you're, you know, in any area of your life, if you want to lose weight, grow a business, have healthy relationships, become wealthy, or whatever it is, first ask yourself, what do I need to believe in order to become the person who has this kind of life? If you can identify that, it will give you a good place to start when it comes to shifting those limiting beliefs that are actually in opposition of that. If you want further help on how to break those limiting beliefs, check the link in my show notes. It takes you to a free training called Breaking Limiting Beliefs that I did a couple years back with a workbook for you to go through. And it helps walk you through the process of not only identifying the limiting beliefs that you have, but shifting them, learning how to shift them, learning how to replace them, and to rewire that subconscious to things that are actually going to serve not only what you want, but who you are. Thank you guys for joining me for today's episode. Please connect with me on all of the social medias. I'd love to hear your questions, your comments, your feedback. And I'd love to just meet you. So come join me over there and have a beautiful rest of your day. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening in on today's episode.
I would love to further connect with you. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Rebecca Danny, on Twitter at The Rebecca Danny, and check out our website at www.rebeccadanny.com. Thank you again. Feel free to like, share, subscribe, show your girl some love, and I will catch you real soon.